So I came back to London and got a job with the great Shakespearean actor Robert Atkins. I wonder how many of you actually heard of Robert Atkins. Incidentally, he never did that, but we always do it when we're giving an impersonation of him. Huge bull of a man, father of Ian Atkins, the famous television producer later and theatrical producer, and something to do with Eileen Atkins. I think it was his daughter. But a marvellous man, huge, kind, wonderful man, said to me, "You've got fine thighs for a pair of tights, Michael." "Yes, your good, strong voice, because with mine, would you like, not this good, bang, what a biff attack, you see." So he said, "We'll try you out." And I started off, we were playing bandstands first, because we were preparing for the Open Air Theatre in London. And so we started off in Platfields, Manchester, in the bandstand, playing Midsummer Night's Dream. I played Demetrius in that. And I played Valentine in Twelfth Night. Which is, "So please, my lord, I meant not to be admitted, that one, you know, boring as hell." But it's all plot. And understudied Orsino, and actually played Orsino with considerable difficulty, because I was 19 by then, and Orsino's a man of about 50, you know.
And I tried bloody hard, and it ruptured myself, you know, getting it down there. You know.
But there it was, and eventually finished in the open air. And when I started, I was just holding a spear in the back. And Robert said, "You're not supposed to just hold the spear, Michael. You're supposed to react. You are an actor. React to the other actors and actresses." I thought, "Oh, yeah, all right." You see, the audience were absolutely fascinated. They didn't watch anyone else. They just watched me. And I thought, "Oh, Robert will be pleased." And I came off, he said, "What the hell do you think you're doing? You're looking at bloody St. Vitus's dance." But eventually, because of the drain on our manpower, one after the other, and I was still hoping for my call-up and hoping it had all come out right, the Peruvian ambassador was helping me, and Robert took me to a Dastral House. And they said, "No, I'm sorry, his father's Peruvian, that's it," etc. And then I finally did get in. Before that, I saw one of the most dramatic things I have ever seen.